Schumer's third in line to the presidency. He's the fourth highest official in the United States officially. Getting up in front of the US Senate and giving an official 40-minute speech. Now, he told the New York Times that he almost called for Netanyahu to resign immediately and change his mind and called for new elections, which shows how angry he was. And here he gives an official speech on the Senate floor and says there are four obstacles to peace in Israel and Palestine: Hamas, the most right-wing government in history, Fatah, and Netanyahu. That's just unprecedented. I think Netanyahu is the only one he named by name other than the right-wing leaders Ben-Gvir and Smotrich. And frankly, if Schumer was going to be honest, he could have added the U.S. to the list of obstacles to peace because it's been the U.S. that hasn't been allowing, ceasefire resolutions to pass at the United Nations and has been sort of blocking others from trying to bring the war to the end. And I didn't agree with every word that Schumer said, but it was hugely significant, and it was can be seen potentially as a turning point in this war. I don't think we're there yet. Others think we may be. In terms of the inappropriateness, Netanyahu himself directly undermined US politics in 2014 in the example just gave. He often tries to put his finger on the scale in US politics, not only in the presidential race, but in the Senate, House, and local races. As many of the listeners will know, the Jewish lobby in the United States is the most powerful one, along with the pro-firearms lobby. And AIPAC is the largest organization that, which spends hundreds of millions of dollars in every election cycle to defeat candidates that aren't pro-Israel enough and to influence elections and to whip U.S. politicians in line with conservative pro-Israel policies. If I could raise one other important domestic politics point, Arab voters and Muslim voters who are voting uncommitted in the primaries, but privately saying they could never, ever, ever vote for Biden because of the genocide in Gaza, are almost lost in many respects to Biden's attempt to rerun the White House. And now young progressives are splitting from him too, including young Jewish people. But I think Biden and Schumer are now aiming less at Arab and Muslim voters who have almost given up on them in certain swing states and are trying to win over larger numbers of Jewish and centrist voters who may be able to be won back with a policy that's pro-peace and pro-two states.
But as Gaza war became an election issue, what's your response to Trump's statement depicting American Jews who would vote Democratic as enemies of Israel and enemies of their own faith?
Well, the response was correct from Schumer and the U.S. administration and most American Jews that are in leadership positions that this is anti-Semitism, the sort of dual loyalty thing we used to have in the United States. You couldn't be a president and be Catholic because you must be loyal to Ireland or the Pope or something. And there's a bigoted anti-Semitic problem there when you say you're not Jewish if you don't support Netanyahu and you don't support the war. But I think that argument is sort of sophisticated. I think a lot of Americans don't quite capture how supporting Israel is anti-Semitism, which is why Trump is dumbing down the argument and trying to make it, just a loyalty test, which is what autocratic and fascistic leaders like Trump always try to reduce politics to, your team, my team. And if you're not on my team, you're betraying your team, you're betraying your country, you're betraying your faith, you're a disgrace. That's the way they talk. I think Schumer's impassioned response, will be lost on a lot of Americans. And I think what needs to happen here is Biden has to get up and make the case for peace, make the case for the two-state solution, make the case that bringing this war to an end, stopping the famine, getting the hostages, changing the leadership in both Israel and Palestine, and making that part of a larger normalization with the Arab and Muslim world, if the Palestinians get a viable state, which is the Saudi position, then that's the only way to go. That's the pro-Israel position. I think if they sort of fall in the trap of anti-Semitic or not anti-Semitic, the trap that Trump's trying to lay for them, they may not win that argument. They'll have to shoot higher and shoot wider and make the case for peace, make the case for protecting civilians, make the case for ending the war as being in the best interests of the United States and of Israel.